the point, played off by Logan Connors to the corner. Grokowski, for Stolen Cold, plays it up, can't get it out. He gets it again. Another clearing attempt fails. Byrne keeps it in, tries a pass to Booth out front. He can't handle it, goes back to the corner. Down to the point, Seaman takes a drive, and this goes wide. Goalie can't reach it. Stolken plays it behind. He's going to go into the left corner, the right corner now. He tries to play it now. Can't. Seaman, instead of shooting, makes a pass to Hearn. Hearn goes to Rogenbach. Rogenbach shot is held on to by Logan Connors. 1 minute, 9 seconds left in the 5-on-3 power play.
Well, they had a clear shot there on the net, but the good thing about it is the defense cleared away the all the clutter in front of the net, and Logan Connors just basically saw that. Any goalie can pick off a shot like that right there.
Yep, heavy hitting in front, too.
Yes.
Okay, the face-off to the left of Logan Connors, and Seaman gets it at the point. He's going to take a drive. Score! I don't know if that was tipped up front, but
I do believe it was tipped.
Yep.
I do believe Booth got a piece of that.
Matt Booth might have got a piece of it.
But like I just said a few minutes ago or a few seconds ago, you get clutter in front of the net. Goalie can't see it. Got tipped in by Booth. And, you know, we've got a two-goal game now.
Yes, we do. That's a 5-3 game. That will eliminate one of the penalties.
I do believe it's going to be 5-on-4 now.
I don't know if it's 5-on-4. It may continue as a 5-on-4 because one penalty is over.
Yep. Well, but still, it was a 5-on-3. Now it's a 5-on-4.
It still might be 5-on-3 because that one guy's under the other penalty didn't start. Now it can start. So, yeah, it's going to be 5-on-3. Another minute and 9 seconds. Yep.
That's right, because we had three and we had two that were consecutive.
That's right. So one's done, but two's still there. Face off of center ice, Schooley against Estimaker. Estimaker wins the draw and plays it back to his own line to Seaman. Seaman plays it up to center, is intercepted and thrown back into the Pirate zone where Seaman goes back to retrieve it. Seaman's on defense with Rogenbach. He brings it up the left side. He's got Booth and Estimaker with him along with Hearn. Seaman comes across the center, takes it himself, it's checked by Schooley. Mitchell Kennedy couldn't get it out. Puck is at center, now it gets out, and bringing it into center, Schooley, and he's checked immediately by Seaman. Essenmaker have to go back and pick. Oh, the goalie hangs on to it because Schooley was too close. Good forechecking.
Yeah, good forechecking, good defense. Faceoffs where Stone Cold wants it down in DHD's end.
Yep. There's still 36 seconds left on the 5-on-3. 5-3 game for the Pirates. Pirates win the draw, and Essenmaker plays it back to Seaman. He plays it up the boards. The Booth can't handle it. Maurer, for the moment, intercepts it, but Essenmaker gathers it in center, and he's looking for Rogenbach. Rogenbach will bring it in. Cups up on the left side, looking for a pass. Fans in the pass, and Kennedy's able to pitchfork it back out to the blue line. Hearn takes a drive. It hits a player out front, pops high in the air, and number three, Austin Seaman has to go back. Kennedy almost had a breakaway, but the goalie comes out and plays it out to the blue line. Rogenbach gets checked. Mitchell Kennedy throws it in the zone. It comes out to Essenmaker on the left wing. He's stepped into by Maurer temporarily, but Booth plays it in. Essenmaker coming in. The shot, the backhander score! Booth comes in and gets Hearn gets the goal from Essenmaker.
Well, Schooley on defense obviously took out the wrong man there and left Essenmaker in wide alone, all by himself, and I do believe he passed off to Hearn, and Hearn scored. So,
yep. Yeah. This 5-on-3 was a killer.
It's another defensive breakdown there.
Yep.
And, well, this all leads into the meltdown by Stone Cold at the end of the second period.
Yep. And there's still 44 seconds left on the Ingram penalty. So we have a 6-3 game, and they are still, the Pirates, on the power play.
He comes out. The other penalty has expired already. We're all set. Yes, he can come out.
The other penalty had expired. They're explaining that Ingram can come out. The other penalty had expired. They scored when Ingram was in the box, so he can come out. So we are back to even strength. We got that cleared up. The goal was scored with only one man in the box. That's the explanation. Crotchin wins the draw. Comes back into the Pirate zone where Smith comes in. He chips it out to the blue line, but he can't get it out. It's going to be an icing call. Nope, never got far enough for the icing call, so he played it out to center ice. Seaman has it at the blue line, plays it for Braun. Braun can't reach it, and Gorkowski goes into his own zone to pick up the puck for Stone Cold. He's behind his own net, makes it a right-wing pass, doesn't get through. Smith can't keep it in at the point, and McManaman starts out with Amon. Amon looks for school, or I'm sorry, Crotchin. Crotchin can't gather it in, but looks like McManaman is out front. Oh, and she can't tip it in on the centering pass from Amon. Goes in the corner, McManaman centers it, and it can't be tipped in by Jacob Amon again. Long shot, blocked by the defense. Smith tries to chip it out, can't. Golkowski keeps it in, plays it into the left corner, where it's picked up by Cora Caper. She plays it up on the right wing. It's intercepted and thrown out to center ice, and Stoken has to go back for it. Stoken plays it up the left wing, missed by Jacob Amon. And the play goes back into the Stone Cold zone, where Stoken will gather it up, being watched by Braun. Braun checks him. Stoken gets it back, goes behind his own goal, and starts out again. Well, maybe not. He gets checked by Matthew Magnuson. So the puck stays in. Smith keeps it in at the point. Magnuson backhander weak, and the goaltender will hold on. We're going to take a break here in 6-3, 9 minutes, 28 seconds left.
Oh, no, not again.
What's wrong, dear?
Our dishes didn't come clean again. I'm so fed up with this dishwasher.
Me too. Even when they do come clean, the dishes are so wet that we have to dry them all before putting them away.
I think we need a new dishwasher.
Are you fed up with your dishwasher? Does your dishwasher rarely get the dishes clean and always leaves them so wet that you have to dry all your dishes before putting them away? Then maybe you need to check out the all-new KitchenAid dishwasher lineup at East Huron TV and Appliance. KitchenAid dishwashers are rated as some of the quietest dishwashers with the greatest cleaning and drying performance in the industry. With an all-stainless steel interior and options like a third utensil rack, pro scrub for baked-on food, and satin glide rack rollers, KitchenAid dishwashers have the look, feel, and performance of a high-end dishwasher without breaking the bank. So come on into East Huron TV and Appliance and check out our all-new, full lineup of KitchenAid appliances. Act now and save even more with limited time rebates. That's East Huron TV and Appliance, just a mile and a quarter east of the Downtown Light in Bad Axe, or call 269-9905.
All season diesel performance. That's what Dirty Hooker Diesel in Harbor Beach is. Your full-size diesel, farm, marine, and RV specialist on everything performance and replacement. Specializing in diesel performance parts and accessories for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke diesel engines. Increase your power and fuel economy with our top-notch performance upgrades, custom tuning, and diagnostic work. We are a full-service upgrade and repair facility that can handle any task from stock to modified, big or small. Find out more by calling 989-479-0444 or stop in on Industrial Drive in Harbor Beach. Also check us out online at dirtyhookerdiesel.com or on our Facebook page. We're Dirty Hooker, your final authority on everything diesel.
We're back, 6-3. Pirates lead Stone Cold. 9:28 left in the third period. Face off in Stone Cold zone is kept in by Esmaker at the point. Puck goes down the ice. It was misplayed by Capeling. I doubt there'll be icing. And the goaltender covers up. No, it goes into the corner. But number 11, Joey Amon, has it. Plays it to the center. A shot weak. Does not get through. It's coming out as Travis Esemaker. Gets to center. He's still going. Schooley checks him. And the defense is able to get it out. Langley plays it up on the right wing to Kennedy. Kennedy's with Schooley. Kennedy still holds on, gets it to Schooley. Schooley will shoot from the left point. Doesn't get first lane there. Oh, and it's played at the last second by Cora Capeling to the right wing. It's kept in by Langley, keeps him into the corner. Puck goes down the ice and hits the referee, so nothing will happen there. It's offside. Amon brought it in, but he couldn't wait long enough. He had his left winger still in the zone. We'll have a face-off on the Pirates' blue line.
DHD defense is playing a very good game tonight. They're just any rebound that comes off of Roganbuck is getting cleared out.
Yep. And they're blocking a lot of shots in front, too.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Amon tries to break in. Well, I'm sorry, Langley tries to break in. Now Amon pokes at the goalie, but the goalie holds on, and we'll have a face-off to Rogan Buck's right.
There's a little frustration there by Joey Amon.
Yeah. Yep. He took that penalty at the end of the second period, and he's a little wound up. Okay, Joey Amon will take the face-off. Face-off to the right of Rogan Buck in the Pirate zone. Amon wins the face-off, goes a shot from the left point, doesn't get through, it's blocked at the defense. Centering pass from out behind the goal, finds nobody. That was done by Joey Amon. Puck goes in the corner where Seaman had placed up along the boards. Maurer can't keep it in, it comes to center. Langley plays it to Shea Maurer. Maurer gets it to Kennedy, and Kennedy shoots it over to Schooley. Schooley tries to bring it in the left wing, but it's checked immediately and the puck goes behind the net.